Welcome to this episode of Industries in Transition, a holistic look at the challenges, triumphs, and lessons learned as businesses drive change to build a sustainable future. Hello there. Welcome to this special series of podcasts. I'm your host, Manisha Tank, and I'm really excited about this episode of Industries in Transition as we ask, can human ingenuity save the planet? So why this question at this time? Well, the team at Standard Chartered is thrilled to support the Earthshot Prize, an initiative spearheaded by His Majesty William, the Prince of Wales. Its name is inspired by the moonshot, mankind's big space ambition back in the 1960s. Well, this time the idea is to safeguard our own existence right here on planet Earth. The Earthshot Prize rewards the big ideas that solve even bigger challenges like preserving biodiversity, reducing air pollution, and bringing carbon emissions down. Joining me to explore the power of human ingenuity from Standard Chartered, we have Simon Cooper, CEO of the Corporate, Commercial, and Institutional Banking Division and CEO of the bank's Europe and Americas region. We're also delighted to have with us Hannah Jones, CEO of the Earthshot Prize. Thank you both so much for joining me. Simon, great to see you in the studio.
Great to see you too.
And down the line, we've got Hannah. I know you're a very, very busy person. I'm so happy to see you. How's it going?
Wonderful. Thank you. Lovely to see you both as well.
Excellent. Hannah, I want to start with you and jump into this subject about the Earthshot Prize. Perhaps you can enlighten us all as to what this prize is exactly, what you're trying to achieve, and how long it's been around.
We are a fast-moving startup because we are literally 2.5 years old. And we were founded by Prince William, now the Prince of Wales, based on two observations and one source of inspiration. And I think it's worth teasing out that founding story because it really shows how we think about our role in the world. Back in 2019, he was visiting a conservation project that was incredibly successful in Africa. But his observation was that it wasn't going to scale. It wasn't being reproduced around the world. And yet, if it were scaled, what a transformational impact it would have on biodiversity, conservation, and job creation. His second observation was he could see already this huge upswell of anxiety and anger amongst Gen Z and millennials around the state of the world and the legacy that we are collectively passing on to them. His observation was that anger is important, but that anxiety can actually lead to a sense of feeling helpless and losing a sense of agency, and that the world needed to be reminded that there were actually amazing solutions already happening, and that we needed a bit of an injection of urgent optimism into the narrative around the transformative change that we all want to see. We all took inspiration from President Kennedy's moonshot challenge to the American people back in the 60s. It was a seemingly impossible challenge, land a man on the moon and bring him home safely within the decade. And yet it was achieved is because it inspired this vision of potential. It also inspired a generation to all want to grow up and be an astronaut, inspiring that sense of innovation and entrepreneurialism into people's lives and how they thought about their careers. With that, the Earthshot Prize was born. We're incredibly excited to be coming to Singapore with the Earthshot Awards this November. Each year we go to a different city in a different region in order to also highlight the incredible innovation that we see happening around the world. And we do that with our partners, and we're delighted to be in partnership with Standard Chartered to do that.
That is the perfect segue into me picking this up with Simon. And I've been hearing from you already about how you're coming to Singapore and some of the exciting events that you have on the slate, because as I understand it, it isn't just going to be a day, it's a sort of a whole week, and it's a lot about awareness. And Simon, let's bring you in, because it must mean a lot to you to be a part of this initiative at Standard Chartered.
Look, it's absolutely amazing. You know, listening to Hannah, the energy and the enthusiasm, the optimism, and therefore the possibility that this Earthshot will bring. You know, as I'm talking to our clients, and they can be local clients, they can be global clients, you know, they're all thinking about how they journey towards net zero. They're all thinking about how they mitigate climate change. We're helping them in terms of financing. We're helping them in terms of adapting to other impacts such as weather. Earthshot and what it's doing is in some ways a very unique approach to what I think are the same problems. It's looking at identifying and supporting people from anywhere in the world who have those Earthshot solutions, that ingenuity, who probably can't develop it to scale themselves. When I met Hannah a few months ago to discuss what Standard Chartered could do and could we be the first bank to join as founding partners, to me it was something we had to do. It gives a real opportunity for us to be a connector bank, to be a real catalyst for that scale, for that opportunity. So, you know, we're looking at ways how we can bring some of our subject matter expertise to bear to the finalists, both past and about to be future, how we can help them access finance, how we can help them to navigate global networks. We're super proud to be part of that. When you talk to my colleagues, you know, we've got about 90,000 people around the world who are also now super engaged, really excited about what this can mean, how they can be both inspired and contribute to the Earthshot Prize, and increasingly clients as well.
Well, it's really nice to see a bank with such scale engaging with a startup.
When Hannah uses the word startup, she's being a little modest.
Perhaps, but let's look at what you describe as a startup, Hannah. You have five focus areas because you're actually giving out awards for very specific endeavours. What we also want to address here is some of the biggest challenges in sustainability and how they're being solved by breaking it down into these five focus areas.
So we have five earth shots. First one is around oceans, how we replenish our oceans. They're absolutely critical as carbon sinks and as sources of income and food security for the world. Nature, how do we restore nature? Waste, how do we move to become a zero waste world? Clean air, something that's often forgotten, but is hugely important to human health. And air pollution is a huge source of climate change impact. And then finally, climate change. And these five earthshots were very deliberately and thoughtfully put together. We've just published our updated roadmap of priorities. And we specifically are looking for areas that we think that if they were to tip and to really get to scale and change in the next 3 to 5 years, they could actually be really incredibly catalytic for an Earthshot decade and for us all achieving those 2030 and 2050 goals that we have. For example, in oceans, we're in love with the power of seaweed to be both a source of diversity, regeneration in the oceans, the hedgerows of the oceans, and also a source of income to local coastal communities, and a way to disrupt at least 4 or 5 industries that currently rely on oil as their core feedstock. One of our winners from last year, Nopla, has figured out how to use seaweed to replace oil in the making of packaging and plastics. So being able to partner with Standard Chartered and with our other global alliance and founding partners and say, how do we give all of these solutions access to mentors and advisors, support through our fellowship program on their leadership, on their business plan, and then above all, access to the right kind of investors and donors who've got the patience and the risk appetite and the absolute determination to help these ideas to scale.
Can initiatives like the Earthshot Prize tip that balance in the right direction so that we see more large-scale financing of this kind of project?
Absolutely. That's why we're so interested in partnering with them. Essentially, my job and that of my colleagues is to mobilise capital. That's what a bank does. We're lucky to have a bank that is so geographically diverse that when Hannah talks about scaling up, you know, we're able to bring those 90,000 colleagues to bear to really push the prize over that tipping point. We can really work on solutions from, you know, from the whole spectrum of ideas through to how to raise capital. And those five sustainable development goals, they align exactly to what we're trying to do already with our clients. We've talked about how do we catalyze, how do we standardize, how do we democratize access to sustainable finance. You couldn't ask for a better catalyst, in my view, than the Earthshot Prize. As you can tell, we're quite excited as well.
I mean, that's quite an accolade, actually, to say it couldn't be better, really, in terms of the initiative from the Earthshot Prize. Hannah, I think that brings me on to how important it is that you partner with organisations like Standard Chartered. What sort of institutional support would you like to see more of?
That's a great question. And I want to go to our founder, Prince William, who is also the president of the Football Association. And football is a big theme in our conversation. The only way we're going to get to the kind of transformation that we need is by us playing together, where each of us brings our great skills and capabilities, our assets and our tools to bear.
Yeah, absolutely right. This is a partnership that I think can show the power of liberalization of people's ideas. How that team, and 90,000 people, that's a heck of a football side. Put that together with all the clients who are partners with those 90,000 people, all the governments that support us in all the markets we're in, the energy that you just heard from, I mean, That's a pretty good start, I think.
So one of the really interesting insights, I think, from the partnership with Standard Chartered that I get really excited about, even in this conversation, is let's roll up our sleeves together and look at something, for example, the seaweed value chain. Let's really dig into what the problems are. Why is it not going to scale? What are the financial barriers? What has to be true for this to be the new sharing economy that emerged in the last 20 years? What would have to be in place from a policy, a regulatory, and a financial perspective? And then how do we actually together unlock some of that using as case studies the specific solutions that come through the Earthshot Prize? People around the world are dedicating their talent and their time and their ingenuity to fixing problems that are about climate change. Let's celebrate that. So our partnership with media organizations, with youth creators telling stories in new ways, I think is a part of the formula as well that we think is incredibly important.
One of the things I really enjoy in my inbox I get from the Earthshot Prize is the email telling me what's going well in the world. I quite like that. Is there anything else that you want to highlight that we'll get if we sign up to be on the mailing list?
Definitely sign up to the mailing list, which you can access through our website, www.earthshotprize.org. Check out our Instagram page and our YouTube channel to follow on the theme of team sport. The real question I'd like to leave a lot of people with is, how do you join the Earthshot team? The Earthshot should become a verb in the dictionary, to Earthshot. And what would that mean for you in your lives or in the company or the organization and the institution that you work? That's what I love about this partnership with Standard Chartered, is we're asking that question of ourselves and thinking about one of the wonderful things with Simon and the team is the team of 90,000 employees are a source of ingenuity, every single one of them. What happens as they feel empowered and unleashed? That in itself is an Earthshot moment.
I love that. 90,000 employees taking on the term to Earthshot as a verb, something you do.
It's a new verb. I think that's fantastic.
I think you can get this started. I really do. There's a lot to learn here, though, from the way the Earthshot Prize operates and Hannah's approach, which is so inspiring. How are you leveraging what you're learning here across the rest of the business as well?
As you know, it's one of my favourite subjects. When Hannah talks about scale, you know, why is scale so important? The numbers are just enormous. They're beyond most people's comprehension. The global infrastructure financing gap, I think it's $40 trillion between now and 2040. Transition to net zero is another $3.5 trillion every year, not just one-off, every year. You've got $4 trillion investment gap that undermine the Sustainable Development Goals. These are big numbers. It's exacerbated in it because most of those funding gaps are in emerging markets as well. The scarcity of willing finance, willing capital to some of those opportunities, again, using that catalyst of Earthshot, massively important. The big lesson I take away from public-private partnerships is there isn't a shortage of capital. The world has enough capital. What public-private partnership does is make the projects that we're talking about investable. Mm. So it helps crowd in that capital to allow that scaling that Hannah's talking about. So you know, multilaterals can help. Countries can look at their legal environments, their tax environments. And by doing so, you start to change the risk-return profiles of sustainable investment projects, the projects that are going to come out of Earthshot, for example. I'm super excited. You know, we've seen examples of how blended finance can be successful in places like Ghana, where we work with the government to upgrade their water system, bringing in export agencies, project teams from many jurisdictions. That skill set, plus the enthusiasm that you've just heard about, the innovation that you're going to see in Earthshot, it's exciting. Yeah. So it's a match to watch.
It is. I've been watching football recently and quite enjoying it because I love to see that togetherness and that camaraderie, particularly when someone scores a goal. Football is often branded a very global game, but at the moment, we still have this division when we talk about the approach to scaling sustainable projects and finance. We talk about these divisions between the global north and the global south. I think it's really important that you're going to Asia this year to be in Singapore. That's a massive win for awareness. I think there are a lot of people in the Asian region and other parts of the world, not necessarily in the US and the UK, but elsewhere, who still don't know what the Earthshot Prize is. And you've still got this exponentially steep curve to handle. So how are you going about it?
What's important is to really engage in the conversation and to really dive into what's happening locally and regionally and to tease out those insights and to tell those stories. Singapore, we really see it as a hub, as a pathway into a conversation across the greater region. And in particular, the progress and the cutting edge conversations that are happening around blended capital and new ways to convene and think about de-risking and crowding in capital. That conversation is happening much more in depth in Singapore and in some of the neighboring countries and communities than maybe I've seen in other regions. We're in it for the long term and working at the moment with partners to say, how do we continue to be a really helpful vehicle to nurture the ecosystem of innovators and financiers, getting ideas, getting them into prototypes, being able to get access to support to take them to scale? That's how we're going to measure the long-term impact. And that's where we can really see that the region is a hotbed of innovation that other regions could and should then be looking to reproduce as well.
To me, the Earthshot Prize is obviously about the competitors fighting for the prize, but it's also about the other countries seeing this as an inspiration for what they can do, how they can play a part, how they can host Earthshot in coming years. That catalyst impact is going to be huge.
I've met a former finalist and a winner. And what struck me about them both was this electric energy that they both had. And they talk about the Earthshot cohort as well. There's also so much collaboration between those that become a part of the Earthshot family itself. Hannah, that must make it so enjoyable and inspiring for you to lead this project.
That collaboration is going to be the new defining element of leadership in the 21st century that really will differentiate between the kind of 20th century industrial leadership model of competition to one where kindness, generosity, and collaboration are actually the unlocks to change and progress and transformation. And what we have been stunned by is that with the different cohorts of finalists and winners coming through the Earthshot Prize, something we hadn't anticipated was how much each of them embodied those values of collaboration and kindness, humility. They're all values that actually we put at the heart of how we wanted to build the Earthshot platform. They're very much stemmed from a conversation with our founder about how we wanted to show up in the world.
I couldn't agree more. And the core subject of this conversation that we're having is around human ingenuity saving the planet. But I've got to check that because actually it's human ingenuity saving our own human experience. We're safeguarding ourselves as a species. There's a sense still that we've got to completely shift our world from thinking about value and prosperity and success in those terms. And we've got to shift it more towards what Hannah is talking about. What are the most exciting, the most inspiring aspects of being involved with the Earthshot Prize that have become apparent to you? What have you learned about humanity? What have you learned about our capacity for doing the good thing, for making the positive change that has been really uplifting to both of you on a more personal note?
I've spent 25 years working on sustainability. Prior to joining the Earthshot Prize, I was a chief sustainability officer. For a long time, sustainability was not the conversation. And we were really seen as a compliance and a policing function and a bit of a pain in the neck probably for a lot of business people. What has been such a source of energy and inspiration to me is that the times have changed. The willingness and the desire by so many people to be the change and to make the change happen and the determination that goes with the ingenuity has been so breathtaking. In coming into the Earthshot Prize, our biggest issue is how much people want to do things with us and the opportunities and how to know what to say yes to and what to say no to. I choose to see optimism because I see thousands of nominations with ingenious ideas and because I get to work with people like Simon and his team who are bringing all of their acumen to bear. 90,000 people waking up and saying, we're going to use all our skill sets to make the future happen now. That is what gives me energy, and that is what drives this team forward.
We have inherent ingenuity in our species. what we need to liberate that ingenuity. We have to somehow give it space, and we have to somehow point it in the right direction. I'm super confident that we are going to see some groundbreaking solutions that are going to help us meet those sustainable development goals. And the Earthshot Prize, it's a tremendous vehicle to really uncover that ingenuity.
Well, I, for one, can't wait to see where you're going to go with this, Hannah. You're 2.5 years in, and I think this has got legs in it yet for quite a while, and you're going to be making such incredible change.
Thank you. And to reiterate, it takes a team. There's so many people dedicating their lives to making this change happen. It's an absolute privilege to be a part of the Earthshot Prize, to get to partner with people like Simon and his team, and to work for our founder, the Prince of Wales, who every day wakes up saying, how can we 10x whatever it is you're thinking of, Hannah?
That's a lovely question to have put to you as a CEO every day, and someone who's actually going to put the energy behind it as well.
Look, I think you've heard, hopefully, the passion. You've got an idea of the possibility. This is not a private club. This is a club that you can all be part of. So anybody listening who wants to involve themselves, their friends, their family, get involved. This really can make a difference.
Yeah, go out there and Earthshot. We're going to turn this one into a verb. It's going to be in the dictionary.
We shall Earthshot together.
I love it. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us. Simon as well. Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Now, I've been lucky enough to speak to a previous winner and a previous finalist of the Earthshot Prize, and to watch them banter about how they're going to solve these problems. These are engineers who love to tinker and come up with solutions, and they are viable solutions. So I'm really positive on it. But I'm always surprised by how little finance makes its way in the direction of these brilliant ideas. I recently had a chance to speak with Kaushik Kapagantalu, co-founder and CEO of Kethi. It's an organization helping smallholder farmers. Here's what he had to say.
Kethi's greenhouse in a box is the answer to the question, what can make smallholder farmers' hard work pay off? Smallholder farmers work hard all year long, but have absolutely no control over their incomes because of external risks. The Kethi greenhouse in a box is a low-cost modular greenhouse that helps farmers do three things. It helps them increase their incomes, protect those incomes from extreme heat, pests, rain, and hail, and also make their farming more sustainable by using lesser water, fertilizer, and pesticide. What our greenhouse is, the tent made of steel poles covered by different kinds of meshes. So we have pest netting to keep pests out, shade cloth, which reduces the heat in the summer, but also lets the light in. And it has plastic sheeting to protect from extreme rain and hail.
So we're talking about human ingenuity and how human endeavor is going to solve the problem of climate change. I'm wondering how you ended up coming up with this idea. What was the journey?
I was an urban kid who grew up in a middle-class household in South India. I had no connection with agriculture or with farmers, actually. But when I was graduating college, I had a sort of a quarter-life crisis. I was like, what am I really doing with my life? What really is the meaning of the work that I'm doing? And that's when I learned about this world of social enterprise. So for 5 years before starting Kethi, I lived in rural India. I traveled across probably 14 states of India, visited maybe 2,000 villages, and lived and worked with farmers before I understood what the problem was. Coming back to the point of ingenuity, the first step of that is understanding the problem enough and apprenticing with the problem the same way we apprentice with on trades and skills. There's 500 million smallholder families in the world. At least for a lot of the countries in the global south, 80% of the food is produced by those families. If they don't succeed, we definitely have a food security issue. Food security and climate change are intertwined with the lives of smallholder farmers.
Yeah. What is this opportunity that the Earthshot Prize has given you? So you obviously have a cash prize and you can leverage that, but it's so much more than just a cash prize, isn't it?
It's been amazing because we are in that stage of scaling up. So in the last 12 months, we've grown our farmer base about 8x, so now almost 3,500 farmers. We'll really soon be working with 10,000 farmers in the next probably 12 months. So it's exciting to scale the impact. This is not just about 10,000 farmers or 50,000 farmers. It's about those 100 million small farmers in India and 500 million across the world. And the only way that problem is solved by getting 100 other Kethis to come into this fold. In 5 years from now, if they aren't 20 to 100 Kethis, I would consider that we have failed in the mission. And the way that we will get there is getting the word out. And that's what the Earthshot Prize helps us do.
So the Earthshot Prize is going to Asia. How important is it that it's happening in Asia, do you think?
It's incredibly important because it's now much more mainstream to talk about environmental impact, social impact. but it's still not as mainstream in Asia. We need to change that. This is a global problem. It's not a Western world problem. It's not an Indian problem. It's not a Chinese problem. It's everyone's problem. The more awareness we build about these issues in Asia, the more movement we'll have in these problems.
You're now a part of the Earthshot family, which is an amazing cohort to be a part of. What's next?
We're just getting started. The vision is bold. It's not even just greenhouses. Every smallholder farmer should have access to a whole host of technologies that make them climate resilient. So that path from here, whether that's 10 years or 10, 20 years down the line, it requires us to bring a lot of people together, prove that these models work by scaling to a large number of farmers, and building a great organization, hoping more and more people join our cause over the next coming years.
Thank you for taking time out in your busy schedule to talk with us. It's been great. I'm Manisha Tank. From me, for now, goodbye. Thank you for tuning in to Industries in Transition, brought to you by Standard Chartered. Supporting clients for over 150 years, Standard Chartered empowers businesses and inspires change through ambitious social and environmental initiatives. Standard Chartered, driving commerce and prosperity whilst contributing to sustainable growth across the world's most dynamic markets.